Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has described an attack on a young teenager in Navan as horrifying tonight. Gardaí are asking people to refrain from sharing videos of the incident on social media. Harry McGee, can you update us on this? Some people might have seen it online, some haven't. So take us through what's known.
Well, I actually wasn't aware of this. I was looking at this issue today, so I wasn't directed onto Twitter or social media on tonight. And when you looked at it, all of the media companies have withdrawn. If they had the video up, it's not up anymore. You can still, if you really want to see the video, you can. What happened, video or no video, what happened was absolutely shocking and disturbing on a number of levels. The person who was assaulted, the status of the person assaulted, the fact that those who seemed to have assaulted the person who actually assaulted the person, there's no doubt about it, were teenagers and young teenagers as such.
And several teenagers involved in this
all ganging in. And, you know, I mean, there is no doubt that the Gardaí are investigating what essentially looks to be like a hate crime. So it was disturbing on all kinds of level, especially given the ages of all those involved. And I was so shocked. I think it's right not to share it. I think it's right for people not to see it. But at the same time, you know, something happened today that was very serious and very grave. And people, you know, can be left in no doubt as to the seriousness of and gravity of that particular situation. So I hope the debate isn't about whether you show the video or not. I think the kernel of the issue is what actually happened.
Yeah. And Taoiseach has expressed his horror at it.
They have, and the Gardaí are investigation. And I think disciplinary proceedings are terrible. Disciplinary action has been taken within the school involved.
The Loudmead Education and Training Board, which is a patron of the school in the area, says it's aware of the incident, and a spokesperson says the matter is currently under investigation by Gardaí and the board can offer no further comment at this time. Alice Mary Higgins, what's your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, today I think it's the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. So it and I think there is no doubt that we've seen, in terms of driving this, that some of the narratives that
we are dealing again with an alleged assault here, we don't know
anything
more about
this incident. Leaving to the questions of violence or that hate crimes in the general sense, we have seen that some of the language being used has helped to drive those. And we know, for example, that there's been an increase in attacks, whatever of this attack, but there have been, in terms of violent attacks on LGBTQ people. But I just wanted to say something that I think is we've focused a lot on the social media side of it, but actually what this really points to is the importance of relationship and sexuality education, for example. And like, we do have a new curriculum that I think, you know, was quite welcome that was unveiled today, published today, the Junior Cycle, making it clear that we have LGBT inclusive language.
Barry Ward, is it perhaps worrying in a general sense that the generation coming up, that perhaps they're not embracing the diversity that we hoped they would?
Like, as disgusting as cowardly as it was, what really disappointed me was to see the age of the people involved. Because when I deal with younger cousins or friends' children, my impression is that they are much more accepting of difference in that generation than ours was. And I'm really sad to see this. But I mean, it is something, because I look at it as a barrister as well, I can see that not only were potentially crimes committed, but there are several identifiable children on that video, and it's been circulated. I do not understand why that has happened, but I think Alice Mary is right. We need to be looking at the root causes of that. And it is ironic that as we pass hate crime legislation through the Oireachtas, there are still members of the opposition who are opposing that and have difficulty with the concept behind it. It's hugely important.
Louise O'Reilly, how would you respond?
It was awful. I did see it, and I'm actually really sorry that I did see it. It was really shocking. It was absolutely horrible to see it. It's very welcome that the school and the patron are going to take action. I hope the poor person who was the victim here is going to be okay. And I would say fair play to the two people who appeared to join in at the end and try to stop it. But it was very worrying that a lot of young people were there, the violence was happening, and there seemed to be some more interested in joining in than stopping it. And fair play to the two who did shout stop. But it is very disturbing to see that. It absolutely underlines the need for education for our young people. And maybe it is, maybe this is a one-off, maybe it's an isolated incident, but it's definitely something we can all...
It's not something you expect.
And Leo Varadkar saying tonight he wanted to send out his solidarity to the young person who was harmed and injured. I really want to say to them that life does get better. It's very sad that people experience violence and bullying in school, but life does get better, and not to give up. And I'm sure those are sentiments the panel would concur.
But schools
with.
Need to get better too. And in terms of, that's where changing our education system, so we really do have relationship education, mm-hmm. not just in terms of LGBTQ issues, but also in terms of how we treat each other.
Yes.
It goes right back to the Savvy report that we talked about earlier.
It goes back to consent and teaching consent to kids and making sure that school is a place where they learn about tolerance and inclusivity, and they learn about consent.
It's an alleged incident where we're not fully sure on the background. Navan Garda Station, they are investigating it at the moment. Back in a moment.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.